of BOHM Pastor Marcia McAllister designates that time on Facebook for an uplifting message. Like I say, 17 to 20 minutes. You can listen to it live, or you can actually go back to her Facebook, Facebook post and click on it. Please feel free to share it, because that way we get God's word going out into the social media network.
Thank you. All right. We give that station ID at the top of every hour. Thank you, Betty, for sharing that about Facebook. I love doing those. I'm trying to get them done once every couple weeks and get those out. And yeah, we really want you to share those Facebook posts with other people, get the word of God out. And we're seeing a lot of people listening and sharing, and it's a joy. The Thursday night show, as Nan was talking about, is more of a life coaching show, but Dr. Angel and I did a show last Thursday night entitled Developing Generosity. And so this week, of course, it'll be Thanksgiving. That'll be a little different. But we're in a developing thing. We're in a series about developing certain things. So if you missed Developing Generosity, go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Go Yard, the name of the show, which means hit a home run and catch up and listen. So there you have it. Those are our commercials. Not really commercials. Just we want you to be informed. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, and catch up with all the stuff going on in the ministry, which there's a lot. We have a ministry in Mexico and a radio station there that we have. And the word of God is going out from that radio station in Puebla, Mexico. So there's a lot going on at Beacon of Hope, and we keep busy. And we are believing God for a facility very soon. And Betty, we just like for you and Megan and the family up there to agree with us, because we were splitting at the gut today, trying to find another little corner for someone to stand in or sit in. And it's just got to happen here soon. So we want everybody to agree. Nan, did you have a comment on that? What did you?
Suddenly
it's going to happen suddenly. So we're in agreement. So if you just joined us, this is the second half of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Beautiful Clearwater, Florida, I might add. Go with me to Psalm 100, verse 1. On your feet now, applaud God. Well, we can applaud at a game, and I'm good at that. I love to go to baseball games and that kind of thing. And it's easy to get on our feet and applaud God, applaud other people playing a game. It's harder when we applaud God, Betty. Psalm 100, verse 1. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Talk to me about that verse. That's in the Message Bible. It's actually verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 100. Bring a gift of laughter and sing yourselves into his presence. Betty?
Well, you know, that's what I did this morning is, you know, you come in and you think, man, I just, you know, I'm just not feeling quite right. And you begin to open up and you begin, it's almost like a flower opening, is that, you know, you come in, you're all tied up, you're miserable. And once that drum hits or that guitar starts playing, and you just feel the presence of Almighty God, and you begin to open up, the flower begins to open up, you begin to open your mouth and you begin to praise God, and something changes. The whole atmosphere changes. Your countenance
changes. You're
so
right. You're so true.
There's so much changes that goes into once you start verbally speaking, singing out praises at the top of your lungs.
Amen.
Today, I'm hoarse from praising God and shouting, and it just makes me, you know, I've been called a Jesus freak. I've been called a pew jumper. But you know what? When you get to that point where you don't care what people think, and you think, okay, God, you're my number one. You're the reason why I'm here. You're the reason why I praise you, is because I enjoy doing it.
Amen.
I enjoy music. I love to listen to praise music in the car. I use it, you know, I play it as much as I possibly can because it makes the devil mad.
Amen.
He has a tendency not to want to bother you once you're in that magical, and I don't like using that word, but it's a spiritual moment in time where you, it's just you and God singing at the top of your lungs, whatever praise song you have on, whatever you do, it just, I don't know, it just sets something in motion.
Yes,
when you
it does.
Do that.
Woo! Yeah, amen. Yes, Nan, you want to comment on that before we do the song?
Yes, what you don't know, Pastor, is I had a little attitude going on this morning when I left my house.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so immediately I started putting on praise music. I called a friend of mine. I said, listen, a friend from church. I listened. I said, I need prayer. I said, I just need you to pray for me. Here's what's happening. And I began to just praise the Lord. And, you know, that went away.
Yeah.
As I begin to thank him for what he is, who he is, and praising him and listening to the music and playing the songs that I love from gospel music, it changed me.
Right.
By the time I got to church, you would have never known that if I wouldn't have
told you that. No, because you came in pumped.
I came in pumped because of what I did on the way.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes we have to, it was like, I don't feel like going. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go. You know, in the car, I don't want to go. We have to fight those feelings.
Yes, we do.
And like Betty was talking about, singing praise at the top
Amen.
Of
the voice.
Put on that music in your car. Sing those songs in your car.
Yes.
It'll change you, and it's life-changing. Those are life-changing things. And I was able to come into church and praise the Lord.
And boy,
and
you
I was
were
already
with it,
in it you
all
know?
Day. Yes, praise God. Listen to the song. Ha, bless the Lord. 10,000 reasons is what it is for my heart to sing.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Praise God. That's what we do. We worship and praise His holy name. That song is so powerful, reminding us that that's what God wants us to do. In Psalm 100, verse 3, know this, God is God. He made us. We didn't make Him. We're His people, His well-tended sheep. That's who we are. Enter with the password, thank you. That in some translations, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I love this. Enter with the password, thank you, and make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank Him and worship Him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous and love, loyal always and ever. That's who He is. That's why we should love Him, and that's why we should praise Him, Betty. And I just love these verses. We're going to go back to Hebrews chapter 13 and find a verse here on the importance of praise. Hebrews 13, and while you're finding that, Betty, comment on this, will you?
Ma'am, one of the things that we have to remember is that God inhabits the praises of His people. And I know we keep saying this over and over again, but you have to realize that is music to the Lord's ears, is what we say, what we do. And I know you talked about this in the Facebook post on us. So you're talking about Psalm 100.
Yeah.
Is thank you.
Thank you.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just two words. Thank you. It's not that hard to say. It's something that we should make a habit of saying on a more consistent basis to our Heavenly Father because of what He's done for us. I mean, there is so much that has gone on that just with that song, like 10,000 reasons, there are 10,000 reasons that will make your heart sing. And it's because of the Lord and what He did for us on Calvary's cross.
Yes, amen.
No one else would have done that for us.
Right.
But the sacrificial lamb was sent, and that is one thing that I can say thank you for, is going back to the cross.
Oh yeah,
reiterating how thankful we are, and what it did for us when it came to sin, that there were no more sacrificial animals that had to be killed. They killed the lamb on the cross.
Amen.
And that's why I can always say thank you, God.
Amen.
For doing that, is because we take it for, we still, I think a lot of people forget of what He did that day and what God, it still chokes me up at times to think about what He did for us.
Amen.
And that's why I say thank you.
And that's what we say thank you. That's why we praise. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says this in the NIV. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. God loves it when He hears His name, Jesus, or any of the other names of God, like Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, etc. Verse 16 of Hebrews 13, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for such sacrifices God is pleased. God loves it when we offer God a sacrifice of praise. Well, what that is saying is there are times we don't feel like it. There are times that we have a lot going on. We're going to go to Acts chapter 16 and talk about Paul and Silas, who were thrown into prison, into jail. And they simply were thrown there because they dared to minister to a little girl who was actually demon possessed and had the gift of being a psychic and a fortune teller, which God tells us in the Word to never do those kinds of things. And when Paul turned around and said to the girl and said to the demon that was really motivating her, told it to come out. Well, it did right then. And so that little girl ceased to be the moneymaker for her owners that she had been. And so the town went into an uproar because Paul had done that. And Nan, as we were talking about this today, it just reminded me of the power that we have over demons. We are told that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jesus, his own words, Luke 10:19, I've given you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, means evil words, evil actions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. And we have that. Paul showed that. We have it today. And yet it makes the devil and some people very mad when we actually minister powerfully under the anointing of God.
It really does. It makes them very angry. You know, Satan wants to see everybody to be kept bound up. And there are times that we pray over people who are not demon-possessed, but pray over people who are oppressed or pray over people who are dealing with a very tough situation.
Right, sure.
And they're released from that. God mm-hmm. frees them
oh, yeah.
from that. And,
right.
you know, some people in their lives may not think that's the best thing to happen, you know, because how would I describe that? Maybe not even believe that it's happened, but look at the way this person's always complains about stuff. They'll
right.
keep complaining. They're not going to be set, you know. That's not making real good sense.
That's okay. I kind of see where you're going with that. So sometimes we don't have any idea what the power of ministering to someone like Paul and Silas did. Paul did to this girl. It landed him in jail. And sometimes the ministry that we do may not necessarily land us in jail, but it may cause misunderstanding. You know, and people may not get what we're doing or why they were doing it. And they were thrown in jail after they were stripped and beaten publicly, black and blue, thrown into jail. Their feet were in leg irons. They were surrounded by guards. And yet, Betty, they still praise God. Well, you love this story in Acts 16 because at midnight, with all of that, with their bruises and their bumps and their pain and whatever was going on, they were singing praises in Acts 16, verse 25. And so often we can't seem to even give a feeble thank you, God, or I praise you, God. We just don't understand the value of it. Talk to us about that, Betty, before we talk more about what happened that night.
Well, it's like we said before, is we don't really, some of us do not really understand the power that we have at our beck and call.
Oh, amen.
Is, you know, if God has not given us, and again, I speak on the subject of fear, is that people are afraid
right.
to step out of their comfort zone and minister to people through and believe by faith
right.
that this is going to happen. And we have to understand that God is not, God is the author and finisher of our faith. And
yes.
we have to believe that when we pray and when we give thanksgiving, that our circumstances start to change.
Amen.
Because we get out of those humdrum that Nan was talking about today, is that once we start putting on that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, we can, that song, we can lift up our eyes to God. Because he is the source of our strength.
Right.
He is our everything, and I won't go into how, you know, what he is, but, you know, he is the all-powerful.
Yes.
He is the person that will stand beside you when no one else will.
Amen.
You know, he is our he's our joy. He's our comforter. And that's what gives us the ability to say, thank you, God. I praise you for what you're doing. And also praising you for what you are going to do in my life.
Exactly. Well, I find that, and we did that song earlier, Impossible Things. God loves impossible situations, Nan. You know what I mean? Why? Why does he love them so much?
He can really show out when he moves into situations.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's like no one else could have worked it out the way God
right.
worked it out.
Right. And so often in our impossible situations, we're griping, we're complaining, we're feeling sorry for ourselves. And God wants us to see that that miracles are needed in our lives because they increase our faith. And you can't have a miracle without an impossible situation. It is just not possible to be a miracle if it's not an impossible, did you follow all that, situation. So here you have Paul and Silas in a very impossible situation. They are locked up in a jail with a lot of jailers there. They are in leg irons. There's no possible way under heavy guard. There would be no chance of escape. And so there they are, and it says in the Message Bible there, Betty, in verse 24, that they were in the maximum security unit in the jail with leg irons on their legs. They were going nowhere. It was midnight, and you know, at midnight in so many of our lives, we've had midnight times where that's the darkest time of the night, right, and whatever we're going through. And it's when they were sitting there in verse 25 in that stinky jail, I'm sure, and they were at prayer and singing robust hymns to God. It does not say that they were sitting there sleeping because they were tired and sick and worried about what their circumstances were. It says that they were, about midnight, they're singing with all they had in them. They're singing robustly. And it even says the other prisoners couldn't believe their ears. Betty, talk to us.
Well, once you understand who God is and what his power is, what happens when we start singing is that it releases angels to go and minister to us.
That's right.
And that's exactly what happened to, the sun hit me right in the face. Paul and Silas did.
Right.
Is that they knew God had prepared them, I believe, for what they were going to endure.
Right.
God prepares us if we are listening.
Right.
For what is going to happen, where we're going, what we might be going. We may tread off down one street and God's going, hey, you're going the wrong way.
Right.
If they believed by faith that what little energy they had left is that they sang praises unto their God.
Amen.
And when they started singing, when they said robustly, I'm sure that, you know, everyone in that cell block, I'm sure that's not what they called it then, but they wanted to show people what their God can do.
Amen.
And this is what happened through the praises of Paul and Silas. I mean, you know, you go on down to the next sentence, you can see what God's doing. You can tell that he's all powerful, that, you know, he's, no matter the circumstances of what we feel or see, that God will, he will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Amen. And to our listeners out there right now, very well said, to our listeners out there who feel like their situation is impossible, they can't find the right job, or they can't find the right mate, or they can't seem to overcome their financial difficulties, or they are ill and they've been given a bad prognosis. Listen up right now, because God can make a way where there seems to be no way. And in this situation, this was looking bad, and they still were praising God in the midst of this. This is what this show is all about today, people. And if you don't hear anything else, hear this. As you begin to thank God for who he is and how much he loves you and that he's working in your life, it begins to propel you into attitude of praise. And as you begin to praise God, not just thank him, it's thanking and praising. They are really two different things. The thanking propels us into praising God for who he is and what he is doing in our lives, even if we can't see it right then. What happened, Nan, at that moment? They're praising. What happened?
Suddenly.
Suddenly? What happened?
Suddenly, a great earthquake occurred and the doors of the prison were swung all open.
All
the doors swung open.
Okay, that's one miracle. An earthquake happens at the precise moment they're praising God. Second miracle, all the doors are open. And we know the jailer's house was attached to the jail. And the earthquake did not affect him in any way, his house. That's another miracle. Another miracle is that all the prisoners stayed put.
That's a miracle. If I was confined
in
a prison, the doors swung open, I probably would go running out.
Think about that. Absolutely. And we're going to talk in a second here about what happened to that jailer and his whole family, his whole household. Betty, do you need to leave us in a couple minutes to get to church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
I'll leave here at 4:30.
All right. I want to give you one last opportunity before we do this song, I Bless Your Name by Selah. I want to give you an opportunity to sum up what you want to say today here. A couple minutes.
Well, one of the things that I want to let our listeners know is that God is a God of miracles. He still hears our prayers. If you go, we have Pastor Jim and I, we keep track of the praise reports. One thing is that God is still in the miracle working business. We have people who are facing some debilitating circumstances in their life. I want people to understand that God is with you. God is for you. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
And it's one of those things where we have to stand by faith. We have to be faith up. We've got to stay in the Word. We have got to be able to withstand the flaming arrows of the evil one. We've got to put on the armor. One of the things that we learned through one of the pastors that came and preached to us a couple weekends ago is that we speak directly to that mountain.
That's right.
That we're facing, and we tell it.
Amen.
That you have no authority.
That's
over
right.
Me. Cancer has no authority over me. The arthritis has no power over me. Depression has no power
Amen.
Over me.
Amen.
Because God took it all on the cross 2,000 years ago for our healing. It's by His stripes we are, not maybe, we are healed.
Amen.
And that includes the whole gambit, people. And I believe that God loves us more than anything else. You were, like you mentioned at the beginning of this of the radio program, God, we were created in God's image.
Yes.
And God doesn't make, and we learned back in children's church years ago, God don't make no junk.
Right.
So people, stand firm.
Right.
In your faith and realize that God is working on your behalf.
And He is. So we have cause for celebration, right? Cause for thankfulness. Cause for a grateful heart. Cause for praising God, because God sees our situations, people. Every single one of us out there in Radio Land, wherever you are and in whatever country you are in right now, God sees your situation and He knows you by name. Your name is written on the palm of His hand. Ask me how that can happen. I don't know, but that's what the scripture says, so I believe it. Therefore, because God knows you, because God loves you, because God cares about every detail of your life, God is moving in your life. Begin to praise Him and thank Him for your answers before you see them. Thank you, Betty, and we will talk to you very, very soon. As always, you are totally amazing, and we love having you on the show. God bless you. Have a great night at church, and we will talk soon. I bless the Lord. I bless your name, Selah.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you praise. You are the light.
Praise God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. I love that song. And then I forgot all about that. That is the song of what we're just talking right here.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy, isn't it? It was just so what? And so that's what Paul and Silas were doing. And that's what Selah was singing right there in that song, that they were praising God in the midst of their awful situation.
We need to follow suit and do that too.
They didn't know if they were going to live or die.
They didn't, but they were still praising the Lord.
Right. And when this earthquake hit, as it, God does so often, just some miracle happens right out of the blue, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the midst of their praise, the miracle happened. The earthquake shook. The doors flew open. I mean, that's a miracle.
And what... What a testimony to the jailer. What happened to the jailer and his family?
They wound up becoming Christians.
Yeah, exactly. Why?
Because of the miracle that they saw. You have said many times that the miracles are the dinner bell.
To salvation.
And that's an example to us of that statement being very valid and true.
Explain that, will you? I got the hiccups, so okay. That'll help me.
Well, you know... You can say to someone, Jesus loves you. He wants to come into your life. He'll forgive your sins. He'll be your best friend. And some people just are not, they're like, okay, yeah, right, whatever, you know. But when they hear or they see or they hear of a miracle happening, you're like, wow, maybe there's some validity to what they're saying to me.
Exactly.
You know, many times people come to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in their life because of a miracle happening. And their sister-in-law maybe was healed of cancer, or their mother was healed of something going on in physically in them.
Right.
And they see them healed. They're like, wow, maybe there is some truth in that.
Well, and the jailer runs in there, and he's going to kill himself because he thinks all the prisoners have left. And as we just said, the miracle also is that the prisoners all stayed put. They didn't go anywhere.
Now, that's a miracle.
That's huge. So the jailer takes Paul and Silas into his private home and has them explain what has happened and why this has happened. And so they go on in verse 32 of Acts chapter 16, and they spell out in detail the story of the master. The entire family got in on this, and they never went to bed that night. They even baptized them. They believed. They chose to receive the message. And when we have miracles going on in our lives and somebody says, I want to hear about that. I want to know how that happened for you. You had a situation many years ago in your life where it was you were falsely accused of something, an internal family situation, and you ended up getting a lot of people to pray for you. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Except there's another part of that, right? They didn't just pray.
Oh, no. They praised with me.
They praised with
they
you,
praised
and you asked them to be your praise warriors,
yes,
didn't you?
I specifically hand-selected those people that I knew could touch God. And I mean, I was very serious about this situation. And I said, I need you to be my praise warriors.
Right.
And it was very well organized. God was giving me poems. I would give the poems to them. They all, too, were facing situations in their lives. So it was like this praise team going on here. And, you know, God just worked miracles in the situation, the way that it all came about. But I was falsely accused, you know.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, we can't believe that you're handling it this way. And, you know, you need to fight. No, I didn't fight. I got an attorney. But I didn't fight.
Mm-hmm.
I let God fight the battle for me. He worked it all together. He everything was dropped against me. I mean, I moved forward. You know, if I would have gotten really, there are times you need to fight in situations.
Right.
So that's not what I'm saying. But in my situation, God said, just praise me.
Yeah.
Just praise me. Just praise me. And they, my praise warriors, we just praise God.
And so you praise God before you see the answer.
Yes.
You thank him that it's going to work out because he has you in the palm of his hand and he loves you and he cares about every detail of your life. So you begin to develop a life change, a mindset change, right?
Yes.
When you're in the, in, like Paul and Silas here, what were they doing? They were praising. Exactly what you were doing that many years ago.
That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
And the outcome was good
was
in your
good.
Behalf.
Absolutely. It was great on my behalf.
And what lesson did you learn from this?
I learned that in the midst of it doesn't matter what you're facing. Praise him. I mean, there's people listening today that are going, but you don't know what's happening in my life. Well, you know, you're right. I don't. But God does.
Amen.
And they need to begin to praise, thank him for who he is and praise him for what he's going to do
yes.
in their situation. And he will move in their situations because we've already discussed it. The word of God says that he inhabits the praise
yeah.
of his people. So when we're praising, he's right there with us.
Right.
You know? He's always with us, but it's a special way when we're praising him.
Oh, absolutely. And in this situation, not only did the jailer get saved and accept Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, but his whole family did and his whole household, you know, and we are still talking about this story 2,000 plus years later, right? Because of the amazing miracle here and what God did in the midst of praising instead of belly aching and crying and falling asleep and giving up and being depressed and feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, you need to push past all that. You need to just begin to praise it. I mean, people are facing some dire situations. We understand that and we recognize that and we know that.
We do,
But so was Paul and Silas. They were too.
Right.
They were in jail. They were in maximum security because...
And that's not a fun place to be in.
That's not a fun place. And, you know, I was thinking earlier when we were talking about this story, you know, that the jailers must have really... suspected something was happening with these guys or they wouldn't have put them in maximum security. I mean, they put them in chains. They put them in cuffs.
Yeah, they were afraid of them.
They didn't know what they were going to do.
Right.
But they praised God in the midst of at the midnight hour. God
well,
knew.
And then all the other prisoners are like, they were totally bewildered by how these guys could just, after they'd been beaten black and blue, stripped naked and humiliated and thrown in jail, how they could be sitting there praising God. What a story. Acts 16 right. is one of the greatest stories in the Bible, in my opinion, because it teaches this foundational principle of no matter what you're going through, as you learn to thank God mm-hmm. in the midst of your circumstance, mm-hmm. I thank you, God, for who you are. Mm-hmm. And God, I even thank you for the circumstance because I know you're going to get glory from it. You're going to do something in me that's going to change me as a result of this experience. You want to talk about that?
Well, yes. You know, and what I would encourage people to do, they need to find scripture.
Right.
You know, the Word of God is there for us as a guidebook.
Right.
And they need to find the scripture that talks about praising the Lord. They need to find the scripture that talks about God moving in situations.
Yes.
They need to take scriptures like Acts 16
right.
and reflect upon how God moved in those situations.
Right.
And he will do the same thing in their situation.
Yes.
They need, you know, the Word of God, we need to just... engulf ourselves with the Word of God.
Yes,
because
we
there's
do.
A lot of good stuff in there.
Yes, amen.
You know, and there's a lot of stuff about being thankful. There's a lot of stuff about praising. Here's an example of Acts 16 of praising.
Yes.
You know, I mean, who can praise? And, you know, can you imagine after being beat, stripped, beat publicly,
right,
put in cuffs, black and blue, bleeding. I'm bleeding too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everything, because
everything
they've been
beat probably
up
hurt.
And hurt, but yet they praise God in the midst of that.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to do.
And our excuses are feeble so often. I don't feel like it, or I've got something else to do, or I'm not sure that that'll work. You know, I can see that that worked in Bible times, but not now. Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, claim it now. It will happen. I mean, the Bible times was examples to us of how God, the God that did those things then is
yes.
the same God that'll do the
yes.
things now in our lives.
Absolutely. And we got to hang on to that. And that's why we worship him, because praise and worship, as you begin to praise God and thank him and thanking, and then you're praising and you're, oh God, you're amazing, you're wonderful. Then we enter into worship where we're just in awe of who he is and what he's doing. And that is an amazing place to be, Nan, where we are, we're worshiping him. We're going to do this song, I Came to Worship You, because I believe it's a natural flow from thanking God, recognizing that he's got a hand in this situation in your life, thanking him for the answer before you see it, which propels you into praising him because you know he's got the answer. Wow, and you're praising him for it. And then you begin to worship him because you realize he's Almighty God and he's working in my life. Even though I can't see how he's doing it or what he's doing, I know he's doing it. Woo!
Came to worship you. I came to sing your praise. I came to love you, Lord. Your holy name to raise.
praise, God. Lord, we do worship you. You are our God. We love you with all our hearts. Lord, we just need to come to your presence more often. We need to hang out with you more. We need to thank you more, and we need to just enter into praise and thanksgiving, and then allow that praise and thanksgiving to propel us into worshiping you for who you are, the greatness that you are, for all that you do in our lives. We give you thanks this Thanksgiving season. We give you praise for all, mighty God, that you have done in each of us. Lord, for this amazing Bible that we have, this Word of God that just inspires us and teaches us and reminds us of that you are the miracle-working God. Lord, we just thank you for these principles that you teach us on a daily basis. We thank you and praise you, mighty God. And then we worship you for who you are, because you are our almighty God. You change our lives moment by moment so that we act more like you, so that we look more like you. So when people encounter us, they encounter you. And that's the prayer of our hearts. Lord, for all our listeners scattered around this globe, we thank you and praise you for those that listened today and those that will listen in the future. And we give you the glory and the praise for this time of instruction and really encouragement from your word. And we thank you for all of it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Love that song, man. That's just a powerful one. Powerful song. Woo, Terry McCallum. Ah, so what you thinking?
I'm glad you said that.
Really?
Yes, really. I feel a real heaviness in my spirit that there's someone listening either today, live, or in the future, that they just don't want to live anymore.
Okay.
They're tired of what they're going through. They're tired of the heaviness they feel. They're tired of whatever's happening in their lives, they just want to die.
Yeah.
And I want to speak to them in the name of Jesus.
Go right
ahead.
I take
authority over that spirit in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. I take
Amen.
Authority over that.
Yes.
Father, remove that.
Right. Amen.
You know, I know what it's like. 25 years ago, I wanted to die because of the situation with my marriage and the divorce.
Yes.
And it was a mess. And I was not serving God at the time. And I just wanted to die.
Right.
You know, and I just want to speak to that person. They can write in to email prayers@bohmglobal.com. We'll put our prayer team on the situation for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to list your name. You can be anonymous because God knows who we're praying for.
Sure.
But again, prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Amen.
We will stand in the gap for you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we will stand in the gap for you. And
Amen.
God will move in your situation. And you will
Amen.
Be able to live. And you'll be able to live a life that is a good life to live. That you won't want to feel like you want to die.
Right.
But that you want to live to share what God's doing in your life.
Amen.
And I just very strongly felt that in my spirit.
Well, and we agree with you right now. And for any that are in the throes of depression or suicidal thoughts or mental harassment, we take authority over that as Nana's just done. We agree with her right now in Jesus' name. We speak life, the life of Jesus, the life of Almighty God to bubble up within you.
Amen.
And for you to realize that it's that you can overcome in this situation. God can
Amen.
Get you through
yes.
it. He can get you through
yes.
it.
Yes, amen.
I think so often, Nan, people, they listen to possibly a show like this and they say, how does that pertain to me? How does it?
It can change their life.
It can.
It can change their life. It pertains to us.
Right, right.
It pertains to us and it pertains to everyone. It's life-changing. This has been a life-changing show.
It has.
If they choose to let it be.
Absolutely.
And that's their choice.
Right. So we encourage you to do that very thing and let the life of God begin to grow in you in greater measure maybe than you've ever known in your life. And it starts with thanking God for just the little things, whatever those are, a good meal, a place to live, a roof over your head, people in your life that love you and care about you. And then it just moves into praising him.
Yes.
Because He's worthy of our praise, and he wants it. He said he commands us to praise him. He commands us to thank him. You know, and then it just moves into worship, you know, where we just we are so in awe of who God is for us and what he's doing in our lives that thanking is not enough. Praising is not enough. That song that we just did by Terry McCallum, I came to worship you, that we come to a point in our life. We go, God, I just have to worship you. You are the Almighty God. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're the one that died on the cross for me, Jesus. And you sent the Holy Spirit to live in me. And as you begin to get all those truths down on the inside of you, you just have to worship, man. You just have to worship.
You do. It's just such an interesting principle, the way that that's just the way it works out in our lives.
It is.
You know, we need to thank him. We need to praise him. We need to worship him.
We do. And so for all of our listeners that this might be a little new to you, get in your Bible. We've been studying the book of Acts. There's so much in that book. And we've gone on for 2 or 3 months, I think more like close to 3 months in the book of Acts. But it has been so profound for me. It has been life-changing for me again, teaching it and living it. And we encourage you, get your Bible. If you don't have a good translation that you understand, get a Message Bible. I teach out of that a lot because it's in our common everyday language. Or get a New International Version, New American Standard. There are so many versions that are more easy to understand than the King James. So we got to do this on a daily basis, though, Nan. We got to be refueled. Just like you don't eat one meal and then you eat another meal 5 months from now. You die in the meantime, right? Oh, you have to have physical food. Likewise, we have to have spiritual food. We have to be encouraged by God's word and his promises to us. We can't just sit idly by and watch life go by.
No, I mean, we need to spend time in the Word daily.
Yes.
You know, how many meals are you going to miss? Most of us don't miss very many meals.
Right.
Physical meals, and we need the same thing spiritually. We need to be fed.
Right.
Just as we wake up every day and we need to eat something in the morning. Or maybe some people don't eat in the morning, but they by lunchtime they're eating.
Sure,
you know something. We need to partake of the Word of God.
Amen.
It's our bread.
It is. It is. It is. You know, our slogan at Beacon of Hope is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That's what we're all about, is God's Word. We're not about trying to pump some philosophy of this or that into your life. It's about the Word of God. We encourage you, get in the Word. Learn to thank God. Learn to praise him. Learn to worship him. Learn to put him first in your life. And watch how your life will change, because it will. Just like that chaos that you were going through so many years ago, Nan. Now, 25 years later, you use that story to talk about what God did, don't you?
I do. I love to share that story, because not because of me, but because of him.
Right.
And we need to be obedient to him and his leading. I had never heard of such a thing before, personally. I'm sure it occurred. I had
Praise warriors.
I'd never heard of that before, but God laid it on my heart to do that.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Right. And it changed your whole situation.
It changed my whole situation. It was just such an awesome, just to see God move in the situation. And calm. I was calm during the whole situation.
Really?
I mean, you know, and with what I was facing, one would normally be very hyped up and concerned. And my God's in control.
Right.
I got my praise warriors with me.
Right.
Everything's going to be fine.
And it was
fine. Everything was fine.
But sometimes we go through, like Paul and Silas, those difficult moments where we're in jail and it's midnight and we're singing praises to God. I don't mean literally in jail, but I mean in the prison of our thoughts or our circumstances or something bad that's happened to us, or grief that's intense. So I guess the purpose of this show today is to remind us all these three things. The more you learn to thank God in the midst of your circumstances, the quicker they will change. The more you learn to thank God and then learn to praise him for who he is and for the answer before you see it. We teach that concept a lot, and it works. I praise you, God, for the answer before I see the answer. As you do that, you begin to have a sense of how great God is, and you just are propelled into worship. Wow. I'm going to do a wrap-up here in a minute. Nan, do you have any final thoughts here you'd like to share?
I just encourage the people to begin to thank God and praise God and worship.
Yeah.
That's very powerful. That's very powerful tools.
Right.
You know, and...
Life-changing.
It's very much life-changing. Very much life-changing. I just encourage the people to do that.
Absolutely.
And I encourage them necessarily. Maybe they need to go back and listen to this show again.
Right. It's a good one to listen to.
They can pick it up on podcasts here at the...
tonight, yeah.
You know, and just listen to it. Maybe sit down with their journal and take notes on it. Reflect upon it at a later time.
Right.
You know.
Right. Absolutely. So we always love being on the air with you. It's great. Every single Sunday afternoon, now in our 12th year, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries brings you the Word of God week after week. If you'd like to find out more about our ministry, go to www.bohmglobal.com. And if you'd like to give financially towards the radio broadcast, you can do that by going to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and it'll open a window where you can give financially. So for all of you out there, wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, remember that God loves you very, very much, that he has a plan for your life. It says in Jeremiah 29, a plan to bless you, to prosper you, and to do good in your life, because that's what he is. He's our good, good Father. There's no distance from the love of God. He's right here, always there. He's always there. It's not far to Jesus. This has been Betty Thomas in Michigan, part of our Beacon family. Nan Watson right here in Clearwater, also part of our Beacon family, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope, bringing you God's word of encouragement and hope today. We'll see you again next Sunday, 3 o'clock. We hope you can tune in. Tell your friends. God bless you.